This is Emory University's Sound Science, conversations on transforming health and healing. Coming up on Emory University's Sound Science, Max Cooper talks about T-cells, B-cells, eel-like fish, and chickens, and what they have to do with your immune system. I'm Robin Tricolis for Emory University's Sound Science. While training as a pediatrician, Max Cooper thought he'd spend his medical career serving as a small-town doctor, looking after children on a day-to-day basis. Instead, he became fascinated with immunology while working as a clinician and decided to pursue research and specialized healthcare in an academic environment. Cooper soon became known for his research on B cells and their development, and has made fundamental contributions to studies on T cells and other leukocytes. After 40 years of distinguished research at the University of Alabama, Emory University and the Georgia Research Alliance recruited Cooper to join the Emory School of Medicine faculty. He arrived last fall, and 3 months later, his lab is up and running again.
I'm a physician. I come into immunology because of an interest in patients who are unusually susceptible to infection. Having more than usual, having unusual infections, not being able to get rid of them, and as a consequence, dying of infectious diseases that most of us throw off with our intact immune system and go on, having remembered those encounters, not to have it again.
When Cooper began studying immunology back in the 1960s, little was known about the immune system, the body's way of fighting infectious diseases. But by comparing experimentally induced defects in chickens' immune systems with inherited immunodeficiency diseases in patients, Cooper and his colleagues came to better understand how humans defend themselves against infections.
We had the good fortune during that time to do studies that built, of course, on lots of work by others, to do experiments in chickens that turned out to be a propitious model that allowed us to understand, to dissect two different pathways of immune system cells, white blood cells, called lymphocytes, that were all thought to be one and of the same kind. And we, as I said, building on information gained from others, were able to show that there were two lineages, one dependent on the thymus, which is a neck gland, sweet red, and the other in the chicken being a hindgut lymphoid organ called the bursa of Fabricius.
Cooper says these two types of blood cells eventually came to be known as T cells and B cells, respectively.
Just recognizing that these were two separate lineages that cooperated with each other immediately gave us a roadmap to look at immune deficiency diseases to see if it was a T-cell defect or a B-cell arrest in normal development. We could see that malignancies, lymphomas, leukemias, myelomas also could be categorized as being of T-lineage cells or B-lineage cells. And that makes a big difference in how we treat them today.
Both B and T cells derive from precursor stem cells in the bone marrow and must mature before they can participate in an immune response. Unlike B cells, which mature in the bone marrow, cells destined to become T cells travel through the bloodstream to the thymus, where they mature. Once they mature, both types of cells migrate to the spleen and lymph nodes, where they work together to fight infection.
It took us a long time to learn where B cells were being produced in our bodies, because we're not birds, of course. We don't have a bursa of Fabricius. And it took us another decade to learn that we produce our B cells in bone marrow, and even earlier in fetal development, in the fetal liver.
T cells are the first line of adaptive immunity, and they help B cells to respond with the production of antibodies. The adaptive immune system thus allows for the ability to recognize and remember specific pathogens and to mount faster and stronger responses each time the pathogen is re-encountered. The innate immune system responds to pathogens even earlier, but in a generic way that does not provide long-lasting immunity to specific infectious agents. To further understand the overall strategy of the immune system, Cooper and his colleagues are now studying immune system development in jawless fish, namely lamprey and hagfish. Cooper says that by understanding adaptive immunity in these primitive fish, we may gain useful new biomedical reagents and a better understanding of our own immune system.
It's known from the work of others that the kind of T and B cells that we have, the thymus and the generation of B lineage cells in hematopoietic tissues, every jawed vertebrate has those, the same kind of T cell receptor genes, B cell receptor genes. They are in pieces, they're put together. But jawless vertebrates, the only other kind of vertebrates that we know about, they too can respond in an adaptive fashion, but we didn't know how. And about 6 or 7 years ago, my colleagues and I went back to readdress that issue, hoping to find the roots of our adaptive immune system that might help us understand it better and to be able to ultimately use that information to the good of patients.
I'm Robin Tricolis, and this is Emory University's Sound Science.